Blog Talk Radio.
They call me AC, baby. I go by Gold, baby. You can hit me up at all things G-O-L-D-N to the motherfucking B-A-B-E-I. Follow the brand, baby. What's good?
Yeah.
What's good? Man, it's so good to be back. You know what I'm saying? Hey, if y'all want to, you know what I'm saying, hit us up on email, you know what I'm saying, via email. Hit us up at dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Hit our Twitter page up at truthbetoldstl@gmail.com. Shit, I was well, you know what I'm saying? Hell of a motherfucking week, you know what I'm saying? But shit, gotta keep a piece of my soul for myself, so I'm gonna hold my tongue, you know what I'm saying? But I feel good, you know what I'm saying? Ain't feeling no pain. How y'all feel?
I'm gravy, baby. I'm traffic, you know? Getting my early 420 in, sucking this weed in my lungs.
Like, that shit, that's it. How you feeling, babe?
Oh, man, it's always a beautiful thing, man. Just blessed to see another day, man. Been ripping and running, but, hey, the kid got to keep it popping, you dig? I'm everywhere
man.
You want to be. I'm like American Express, everywhere you want to be, you know what I mean? So, hey, building.
Nigga,
hey,
can I get a swipe?
Let him know. Let him know. Hey, it's
can
a beautiful
you?
Day. It's a beautiful day here in the Gateway City to the West. I know what it is. It feels so good out there. As you can see, all three of us kind of enjoy some of this St. Louis weather. It feels a little bit like spring, you know what I'm saying? So, man, I tell you. You know, shout out, you know what I'm saying, Slick Rick just got his citizenship after 23 years of waiting, the process, due process, you know what I'm saying? He finally is an American citizen, has citizenship on both, you know what I'm saying, both sides from the U.K. to the U.S. You know it is, so shout out to Slick Rick that just happened,
within
the last 48 hours.
Oh, wow, I never, that's... Learn something new every day. I didn't know that.
I didn't even know the nigga was creed. You hear me? I'm saying.
Making
I'm
music over here, blockbusters and everything. Yeah?
But that's what's up, though. You never know.
But 23. You waited 23 years. You know, it's in that due process. 23 years. You know, he was granted. He was let out in 2008. You know, sent on a pardon. You know, so, you know, for the shooting of his cousin, you know what I'm saying? He said it was self-defense, but they still hit him for second degree, you know, attempted murder. So, you know, he's locked down for that hot minute, you know, but shout out to Slick Rick, you know what I'm saying? No doubt about it, you know. Yes. So we need to get into some Dial House Radio announcements. You know what I'm saying? We come back, we're going to get into the shit, the session, hot end topics. And just keep a lot right here on Truth Be Told. Dial House Radio, home of the indie artists. Y'all know what it is. We better get this shit popped.
You are tuned in to Dial House Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists. We have the hottest shows hosted by the sexiest hosts and spinning the best in indie music. Find out more about the Dial House Radio family by visiting us on the web at www.dialhouseradio.com. It's a new year and Dial House Radio is looking for new talent to become spotlight artists. Spotlight artists receive an exclusive interview, 2 months of rotation on Dial House Radio, and a feature in the Indie Artist Room on the Dial House Radio website. Send your music submissions in to dialhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. Be sure to include your music in MP3 format, a bio R1 sheet, and a photo. Only the best of the best will be selected. You can also check out our affordable promo packages available on dialhouseradio.com and get guaranteed rotation by clicking on Promo Store. Be sure to follow Dial House Radio on Twitter at @dialhouse_radio. And don't miss all the tea our Hot Sugar Instagram page is serving up on the daily. Follow Hot Sugar on Instagram at @IG_HotSugar. And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
These hoes ain't loyal. Y'all know what it is. You got it locked here on Truth Be Told. Right here on Dial House Radio, home of the indie artist produced by Sexy Indian Morel. Salute, boss lady. Hey, man, we finna get into this session, hot end topics, you know what I'm saying? Kind of started off, you know, with the salute, you know, homage to one of the greatest of all time in the world of hip-hop, as well as beyond, you know what I'm saying? Slick, real, you know what I'm saying? Hey, yeah, I know what it is when it comes to that man. But 23 years, waiting 23 years to get citizenship, that's crazy. You know, and it goes to hand-in-hand with what I forgot who I was speaking with at the time, but, you know, when it comes to citizenships, you know, like, you know, using, you know, the Mexican border, for example, you know what I'm saying, why not let them people come over here and apply for their shit, you know what I'm saying, that's what America's about, people coming here and getting that citizenship, you know what I'm saying, to achieve that American dream, you know what I'm saying, so fuck out other shit now, if they feel to handle their business and stay on their on that due process, they stay doing what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know, always we read that fine print. But, you know what I'm saying? Don't punish us all, you know what I'm saying, as it's been said. You know, don't punish us all. This is what America's about. Beautiful thing. You know, shit, motherfucking ISIS got motherfuckers running scared. You hear me? But I ain't did shit to ISIS. I ain't did shit to ISIS. But come over here and fuck some shit up, you hear? Anyway, moving right along, man. In a session hot in topics. I'm going to start this shit off right. All right, Money Mayweather has made headlines again. You know what I'm saying? Nothing short of hitting them where it hurts. You know what I'm saying? You know, Mayweather just on point with it. Hitting us all with his hurt, stunning on us. You know what I'm saying? He causing problems within all relationships. You know what I'm saying? From how he showers his ladies with gifts. You know, we make a motherfucker get that look from their ladies. And then there goes that question. Why you don't buy me shit like that? But you know what I'm saying? Moving into the story, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Mayweather just purchased his lady, Bad Medina, You know what I'm saying? Bad Medina, hell of a name, Bad Medina. But he just purchased a lady of five. You hear me?
That word don't sound good to me. Medina,
what, Bad Medina?
You sound like a ding-a-ling, a bad dick. My Medina. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
Did she just say that shit?
That's what I heard.
I mean, you started the show. I'm talking about, nigga, you doing the beat it up dance and shit. You just got me in the mood. Goddamn, I'm sorry.
I thought we were still on hump day and shit. Every day, someday, you know what I'm saying? If you're loving, loving right.
Yeah.
Loving right.
Because if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. Go ahead.
Preach. Hey, yo. So, you know, Mayweather just bought Bad Medina, or Medina, should I say, a 550K Rolls Royce Phantom drophead coupe that arrived today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, y'all know Floyd made $200 million off that Pacquiao fight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, this ain't shit. You know, Floyd known to stun, but he stunned a little too hard because, you know, like I said, it'll get. Force your lady to look over here is just, I think, reflex. Is it reflex, ladies? Where, you know what I'm saying? You turn on your man like, damn, why you don't give me shit like that? You know what I'm saying? Damn. You know what I'm saying? Like looking through Facebook and, you know what I'm saying, somebody, you know what I'm saying, showing their love to their lady and buy a 10-carat rock, and then your lady looks like, damn, why you ain't got, where my 10-carat rock at? Anyway, Medina must got that bomb-ass pussy, you know what I'm saying? Because this is her
She's doing something.
This is her fourth Rolls Royce within 2 years. And, you know, Sam Floyd was quoted saying he just did this shit on JB just because.
Right. But you know what? He can do that, man. If you feeling somebody, like, I'm that type of person. I'm kind of spontaneous, too. So if I ain't got it like Floyd, but goddamn, if I had it, you know what I'm saying, I'd probably do some shit like that, too, if I really like the motherfucker, care about him, you know? But,
I mean,
he seemed like a lover boy to me. I don't know.
Hey.
Real talk?
There's always that one, dog.
You know what I'm saying?
That one that make you want to.
And truth be told, a lot of these, you know what I'm saying, a lot of these celebrities, you know what I'm saying, these big pockets, they use it to their advantage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The moment it go wrong, if it don't last to the end of the year, I'm telling you, that will make it in his books, and that will be a tax write-off. Trust and believe.
Yeah,
it's ways to make
true,
it
but
happen.
Also, when I said lover boy, I just meant that, you know, these niggas is really like, they live in that life so fast that they miss out on love so much. You know what I'm saying? And it's like they buying love. They looking for love so much that they willing to pay for that shit. And as soon as they get somebody that seems genuine and that bitch play the game, she's a hell of an actress. That's what I think she is. And I ain't trying to be funny. I ain't throwing her out there, but I'm just saying there are some really good actresses out here. And she'll play that shit because the bitch know how to do it. And she'll play that shit like she loves you. You know what I'm saying? And then straight up, bitch take you for everything, and then you looking stupid, nigga. Because she don't do
like
anything,
said, even superficial-ass love. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Maybe she don't. You know what I'm saying?
It pays the cost to be the boss.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Flat out. You know, so, you know, and Floyd's a boss. You know what I'm saying? He's proven it. You know what I'm saying?
He
earned that keep. You know,
he's a short boss, but he's a boss, undoubtedly.
That's my nigga.
That's my nigga.
3 feet tall. You know,
I know, because I'm one
still.
Of them. I was just, I just missed midget, nigga. I'm 4'11".
Yeah.
And do you know I seen some shit on TV where they come on, this motherfucker's supposed to be, they said a motherfucker's supposed to laugh, nigga. But look, fuck you. But look, so I seen something on the news that said, motherfucker's supposed to be in a car seat till they 4'10". So I'm like, what the fuck I'm supposed to drive in the car seat?
Hey, baby, you be having them phone books on you.
I drive like a G. I ain't got no phone books.
Like
I'm a professional driver. Hell yeah, I was a taxi driver for 2 years, nigga. But, you know, I'm just saying, on the strip, that's what they think. Every short nigga, you know, can't drive. But I'm a pro, you know.
Hey, man. That's crazy. You know
that's
what I'm
crazy.
Hey, she got that fire, though. Four motherfucking Rolls Royce.
And then sometimes when you had it comeback, sometimes it is what it is. I don't care how many women have put
something
in his face
in
the past. Sometimes
it's
just one person.
But look, I'm telling you.
You know what I'm saying?
So,
it's not just the comeback.
Like
the bitch is stimulating his mind. She's saying the right things.
Right,
she's sucking his dick good. You know what I'm saying? And
she
while she's sucking his dick good, she's saying
it.
Magical shit. Like, she's saying magical shit while she's sucking his dick. Like, ooh, I want your soul. You know what I'm saying? So the nigga
good dude, mouthpiece all the way around is golden.
Right.
Fuck the motherfucking meat off the chicken bone. You hear me?
That's what I'm saying. And that's what that bitch doing.
All the butt out the corn on the cob.
Every bitch know how to play the game, nigga. If I had to suck that dick, I'd do it too. I'm just
being in that position,
right? You know what I'm saying? Where your man has the type of power that Floyd has. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Would you be that yes woman to everything he says and does because he has that power to whatever you want, whatever you need, he got it. You know what I'm saying? You just got to stay on his good side to get it. Would you be that yes woman for that man? I mean, would you jeopardize your happiness just to get what you want, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it depends on how desperate you are. Or what you need in life, or what you've been through.
I'm going to say what I've been saying forever. Everybody got a price. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't care how.
We know it.
Real talk. Everybody got a price, dog. If a motherfucker come in your face cash with a motherfucking briefcase full of stacks, and you barely making it, you scraping by, everybody got a price.
And all he wants is some pussy. And I know
and
I didn't fuck my friend.
Arm candy, right, baby? Something nice on his arm, right?
Right.
Nice on his arm and keep him warm.
Right.
Hey, my old dude always said,
shout out to the sugar daddies, goddammit.
Every woman loves a trick.
They got a sugar daddy. SugarDaddy.com,
SugarDaddy.com. It's a whole website on them motherfuckers. Put that out there.
That's real site, y'all. SugarDaddy.com. It's real shit. I gotta check it out, nigga. I ain't interested. I ain't looking at that, nigga. I got the man. I ain't finna look through my phone. Just because it happens and be like, what the fuck you looking up some shit at daddy's phone? No, man. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. No, dude, but on some real shit, man, fuck that. I check it out when y'all check it out. And man, that's crazy.
Let me know what that is. Be like,
hey, my one partner, we went on her. That's how I know about it. She told me about it. I was like, you're fucking lying. She went in straight to her phone and was like, boom, we heard he's my sugar daddies. I'm like, damn, for real?
Pussy chasers can just now skip the old bullshit with let me chat with you first, and we got a site for that. We sell dick. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't trying to meet a motherfucker offline. Fuck that. Roll that shit up right now because we dining on this, you know what I'm saying, 420 somewhere break. We getting close to this motherfucker. We, what, 2 minutes out, less than 2 minutes. Roll that shit up real fast and blaze with us, you know what I'm saying? And hit us up at 646-595-4038. That's 646-595-4038. Press 1 if you want to talk. Get in on the conversation, you know what I'm saying? Chime in, fuck with us. You know what I'm saying? Area code shout out. You know what I'm saying? Definitely highlight your area code. You hear me?
Yeah.
So,
I always do that.
Hey, rep your shit. You know what I'm saying? Even if you live in there, when you live in there, that's your shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck everything else.
And truth be told, let us know how many of y'all finna go on SugarDaddy.com when we get off this broadcast, this live stream. You dig? Who finna log in on it? Keep it 100. Keep it 100.
Man, y'all know it's a sugarmamas.com and sugarbabies.com out there as well. There's a website for everything. Just type that shit in, you'd be surprised. You know what I'm saying?
How you think old girl boyfriend found that transy? It's a whole site dedicated to it. It's a site for everything.
You can put in jumprope.com, and I guarantee you're going to get some shit where it's a jumprope.com.
You're
going to
get some nasty shit, ain't it? Look, you brought up a good point, man. We got to go back into that after this break, bro. Because I swear people turn everything into something disgusting, don't they?
Jumprope used to be innocent.
Now it's a dick online. Y'all just remember, all gone, don't see.
I've been working all night, now I need to hear you call my name. Where you at? On the way. How far? On the way. Pussy pop is on the way. How far we take it all the way? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I've been going all day and now I need to hear you say my name. Where you at? On the way. How far? On the way. Pussy popping on the way. How far we going all the way? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I just hit the up off the freeway. Switching lane to lane to lane speed, right? I can light the X's on my mind, you know. I swear that pussy like that hard to find, you know. It's mine for sure. Save a letter, save a drinking liquor, no chase. Yeah, then I chase you around the bed and then taste you. I'm gon' taste you. Yeah, I make the reservation and I give you DZ for dedication. Got that bomb pussy, it just detonated. I'm your designated sex driver to the destination. Lingerie, my favorite decoration. I need Hennessy for that preparation. I hit the pussy with an exclamation. I'm so spoiled. Goddamn, you so loyal. Put you on camera, that's my favorite show, girl. I rushed here just to take it slow.
Working all night and now I need it. Call my name. Where you at? On the way. How far? On the way. Pussy popping on the way. How far we take it all the way? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I've been going all day and now I need it. Say my name. Where you at? On the way. How far? On the way. Pussy popping on the way. How far we going all the way? Every day, you know this ain't made for nobody but you. You, you don't need nobody else. Is you trying to see me later? Sending pictures from my phone and flooding up your day. You say, 'cause I don't be waiting for nobody but you. Okay, my baby, now look what you started. Got me laying straight back with my legs in the air while my back is so arching.
Yeah, I like how you're talking, but that talking better turn to action soon as I walk in. Yeah.
Watching you coming so easy, but watching you go, I swear it's the hardest. I wanted the hardest.
I've been working all night, now I need to hear you call my name. Where you at? On the way. How far? On the way. Pussy pop is on the way. How far we take it all the way? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I've been going all day and now I need to hear you say my name. Where you at? On the way. How far? On the way. Pussy popping on the way. How far we going all the way? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That was Big Sean and Jim. Okay. Hey, okay. I think I said that name right. On their project 2088, that's Big Sean on the way. Hot shit.
Shit hot.
Yes.
I like it.
You're tuned in, the truth be told, right here on Dial House Radio, home of the indie artists. We back in this shit for the second quarter of the shit session, hot in topics. You know what I'm saying? Fuck, Mrs. TL. Hey, yo. Hey, I was trying to figure out what I was going to throw this mic at. You know what I'm saying? Ms. S.T., I know you got some hot end topic that you want to go out there and discuss. You know, so let's get this shit started. Let's keep it rolling. Fuck it. You know?
Okay, okay. I was a little taken back, but then again, I agree. Something they're trying to introduce into law for 2017, an apparatus called the textilizer. What happens is, if you are in an accident and it appears in any way you may be at fault, they want you to submit your information as far as your phone to make sure that you were not in any way texting or dealing with your phone at the time or in any vicinity of the accident. Can you refuse? Yes, you can refuse, but unfortunately that comes with a license suspension. So basically what they're trying to say, like, you know, they get you on the scene, they think you might have been drinking, so they give you a breathalyzer. Well, here they come with an apparatus that tries to read your phone to see if you've used any recent data, like within minutes of the accident. And if you refuse, they're talking about they want to revoke your license. I was like, I don't know, I was kind of torn about that. What y'all, right. What y'all think about that? That's kind of live.
I mean, it depends. It really
there's ways around everything. That's some bullshit for me. But there's ways around anything. Like you got to call the police to the accident nine times out of ten. So if a motherfucker know, hey, 3 minutes, you know what I'm saying, they're going to look at the data and see what happened within the 3 minutes, you know what I'm saying, then they're going to wait 10 minutes to call the police, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying people get smarter and smarter every time a motherfucker try to come with something to stop them, you know what I'm saying, or to do something new. People always try to come with a way around it. So I just don't think that's going to stop a motherfucker from texting or doing whatever they do. I'm not promoting it. I think texting and driving is horrible, and that people should definitely stop that, you know what I'm saying? But whatever, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers making all these laws, but at the end of the day, who the fuck going to follow them? You know.
Yeah, I mean, hard head make a soft ass. You know what I'm saying? I don't think texting driving is a smart thing unless if you want to be smart about it, put the phone in front of the windshield, in front of your view where you can still see. You can't text looking down and have your eyes on the road at the same time.
True.
Okay. So, I mean, I don't ever want to lose a loved one within anything tragic. You know what I'm saying? Lose a loved one. You know what I'm saying? I pray to God that it's natural. You know what I'm saying? A natural cause, nothing of a murder or a car accident from someone texting. You know what I'm saying? So I can dig it in a sense, you know what I'm saying? Because it's ridiculous when, you're on a highway and a motherfucker driving 30 miles an hour in the slow lane when the minimum is 45 or 40. Don't say, come on, get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Drive, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I pull the fuck over. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have a problem with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm refusing to do it. You know, I'm a stubborn motherfucker, too, depending on how the motherfucking cop comes off of me. I might really be a stubborn motherfucker. Like, fuck you. You can't see shit. Fuck you. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's a catch-22, you know what I'm saying? There's a pro and a con to it, you know what I'm saying? It's you get you know what I'm saying? You for the shit until the shit actually happens to you, you know
right.
what I'm saying? So, I mean, you might have a lot going on, you know what I'm saying? So, never know what somebody's going through. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's real. I mean, like I said, I think, I don't know about y'all, but, I've been close, you know what I'm saying? Messing around, trying to just sneak that quick look, you know what I'm saying, have some things go on, and that was that wake up, like, oh, bitch, put your phone down, or stick it on the console till you at least at a stoplight, stop sign. I'll pull up and make a motherfucker go around, but, when I'm rolling,
I
had some experience,
I ain't gonna incriminate myself, I don't do that shit, think I'm lying.
What I do is, I try to wait. If I'm a text or some shit like that, I wait till I get to a stoplight or get to a stop sign, and I text. And like Miss S.C. said, somebody go around, motherfucker, go around. You know what I'm saying? So I've done that, but I try not to text and drive because, but there has been times where, shit going on where I had to respond at the particular time. So
I think laws like that are like really just – I mean, they're not stupid, but it's just like, come on, how far is that really going to get us? Because I just don't think that they're going to make a difference. Because at the end of the day, if that's the case, you might as well ban phones in the car, period. Because if a motherfucker get a text message and say, hey, your mom is dead, God forbid, you know what I'm saying? You're going to look at it and you may just crash on that. You might not even be texting. You might have just got a text, you know what I'm saying? So a phone in general can be a distraction, no matter how it's being used. You know what I'm saying? So if that's the case, then shit, you just got to ban phones altogether in the car, you know what I'm saying? Or a motherfucker should have their phone off from this period to that period.
I think that's a good – I think Illinois has already kind of ventured into that sort of piece of law, where you're not even supposed, if they even see you, they see the light from your phone, they flagging you, like, get the fuck off your shit, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know, I think it could be played either way. It's not what you know what I'm saying? It's all about how you do it, you know what I'm saying? Because it does, the statistics are out there, you know what I'm saying, as far as people getting hurt from people not paying attention because they're in their because they're in their phone. No, those commercials where they have the crashes and shit, that shit
like
be
that.
Fucking me up. I saw one the other day. I feel the motherfucker every time I see it. I be like, oh, am I cool? I get
with
the patch.
With the semi, going down the embankment.
This is the bottom line, y'all.
Yes.
We're all adults.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
What? we're all adults at the end of the day, so people should just be using their best judgment. Like, motherfuckers shouldn't have to micromanage your life, you know what I'm saying, and tell you, or establish this law and that law and this law and that law in order for you to fucking behave. Just do the right shit. And if you haven't figured out by now that that's the best way to get ahead, that that's what's going to better your life, then, you know what I'm saying, you're just one of them fucked up beings that just don't get it. And you're going to have to fall on your ass multiple times in order to get it. And God forbid that you make it next time, you know what I'm saying, to see the next lesson. You know?
We all make our
beds.
This
is something,
we all make our beds, you know what I'm saying? So we got to lay in the motherfuckers. So, I mean, as I said before, I mean, there are certain situations going on in people's lives where you could be rushing to a loved one that just had a heart attack, you know what I'm saying, and a text message comes through. So you're going to feel compelled to look at that text message at that particular time. So it kind of depends on what you're going through. What the phone can be a distraction.
Y'all heard.
You know
what that's
saying?
What I'm saying. The phone
y'all heard these kinds of things. Look, y'all heard these kinds of things. You know what I'm saying? This is so important. Why y'all should get out there and look at these ballots. Because those sorts of rules and regulations, they slip those things in there, and they're there. But what happens is people fail to get out at them polls, and we preach this all the time. Make sure y'all get out to them polls and pay attention. You know what I'm saying? They be done slipped it in there, and they be done slid by a landslide because nobody is tripping off
on
it. Or you know,
we don't read
the time.
To it.
Exactly.
We borderline niggas, man. Motherfucker just tell you anything about a motherfucker on the news and you believe it. And you going to vote for him because they showed a picture of him running with Martin Luther King. And I'm just using that as an example, and that's somebody I'm voting for. So but that lets you know I'm not throwing out a biased opinion. This is just in general, you know what I'm saying? We definitely need to read more and look more into the shit. Like, you know,
Because it's so easy, you know what I'm saying? And like you said, Ms. Esther, we talk about this all the time as far as everybody getting out to the polls because they do slip these type of laws within, you know what I'm saying? Sooner or later, they're going to try to slip that law back in where they want to segregate shit off again. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If we only go in, and that law that they try to slip in, that particular one I just mentioned about segregation, it won't come across the motherfucking ballot when it's a presidential election. You know what I'm saying? Somewhere after within that 4 years. So
the thing people should realize is that it's not just the big election, y'all. Make sure y'all get out to these little municipality elections. Just pay attention because this is where it really goes down at the state level, not the federal level. You know what I'm saying? That's not when they put this stuff in. It's at the state level, and y'all not voting on it. So just pay attention.
For EG.
Otherwise, we don't have you, dude.
For EG, example given, you know what I'm saying? The sagging law, you know what I'm saying? I know the shit is, you know what I'm saying? Shit looks fucked up at times. It depends on how the person, you know what I'm saying, is doing the shit. But, you know what I'm saying, within that, you know what I'm saying, if we really all was on it, we would all vote it, where, you know what I'm saying, it keeps them from giving them a reason to fuck with the kid, you know what I'm saying? When I was growing up, you know what I'm saying, shit, the white kids had holes in their jeans where their whole ass was out. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But it wasn't no law to ban that shit.
And holes in their shoes. And their shoes, too.
Right. So, I mean, come on, man. It's the protection of the complexion, as Paul Mooney said.
Yeah. You're right about that shit, brother.
That's cute.
But, you know, it's so much character, man. These kids don't get enough credit than they deserve, I believe. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot hidden inside of those saggy pants, little bandits. You wouldn't believe. You know,
right.
They just they look like bandits, but they're really not. They're really good kids. You know what I'm saying? And you got to get to the core of people, man. People are such beautiful creatures, man. And we don't take time to develop one another. That's how we develop, by building, by encouraging, you know what I'm saying, and showing them the way, not just telling them the way. It's like somebody told me before, you know, if you want your daughter to be this way, or you want your daughter to go that way, well, you need to be there first. You see what I'm saying? You need to get there so that she can follow your footsteps, you know? And that's just the bottom line, man. We need to get these children, lay out the example, man. Be the example.
Right, get out of the club and get off Facebook.
Grown-ass 30, 40-year-old man with their asses out, sagging and shit. So what example are these parents? These men have children. They still got their asses out.
It's some of them that never left the hood or gave up. You know what I'm saying? I haven't sagged since I was about 18 years old.
That ain't hood shit, bro. That's not hood shit. I don't care what nobody says. Sagging is not hood shit. That's gay.
Baby. But these the type of men
and ain't nothing wrong with being gay. But I'm just saying,
you gay,
be gay, nigga.
These the type of men that the women bring home to their kids, though, because they don't know them. They just see, you know
that's
what I'm saying?
Right.
They see,
you're right.
They get a little something, and they
and that happened
say,
at home, too.
Would,
that happened at home,
say,
too.
I wouldn't say all. I wouldn't even. I can. I wouldn't say all of that. You know what I'm saying? There are.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
I agree with her though.
That I
agree
know
with her.
You know, in the midst of 40-year-old man, I can't see. You know what I'm saying? Every now and then, like all the partners that I have, you know what I'm saying? It's I can count on two hands. I'm being modest, and that's no actually one to be quite honest. You know what I'm saying? One hand of motherfuckers that's. You know what I'm saying, pushing 40 and that's still sags. You know what I'm saying? I don't really see many grown-ass men sagging. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they're still out here. Unfortunately, they're still out here. But it depends where you go. That's what it depends where you go. Because I'm going to tell you one thing. If your ass is in a corporate building, they ain't in that motherfucker sagging. So if you in a corporate building handling business, that means you on a whole nother level and you're not around the saggers. So as soon as you bring yourself to another level, then you ain't got to worry about saggers because the saggers hang with the saggers. And them niggas at sagging places. They at places where they're able to sag. Because when you up your game in life, you can't go there like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then real men become, that's when they appear. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
right.
Hold up, y'all.
But that
we got to call up. We got to call on
Let's
home,
take
man.
This call.
Because, you know, we're breaking that 440 mark. So let's go ahead and pick up that call.
Forget it.
706, you in the building. You know what I'm saying? Holler at that area code out. Let us know where you're from, even though I just did that for you. You know, what's good?
What's
you up?
Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
What's good?
Yeah, how y'all doing out there?
Fine. We good. How are you?
I'm good. You know what? I want to touch on this sagging shit. Let me tell you something.
All right, let's talk about
the
sagging shit.
Right.
Let me tell you.
Let's talk about it, bro.
If you're 77 years old and you still sagging, something is wrong with your ass. That means you must don't know your damn size. Because let me tell you one thing I know is that young boys who don't have a father figure will find somebody else to be their father figure.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And if they find the wrong one, then that damn it, they're gonna be in jail by the next time you see them. Because see, and that's what we need. We need more fathers. If you go sit down and have a baby, my dad always told me, he said, son, don't ever let your dick control your mind. And if you let your dick control your mind, then you're a boy.
Preach.
And if you know how to control your dick, then you're a man. But if you can sit down and have sex with a lady, why can't you sit down and get you a job? Because if you're black in this world, you got to work twice as hard because that's just how society is made up now. And we got too many black young people out here doing the wrong thing for attention. And plus, we're not even trying to give them attention because we always see what we say. We say, okay, since they bad, you know, we ain't going to talk to them. Because we see some people, when they get money, when black people get money, they hold their head up. No, hold your head down. Because when you hold your head down, you're like everybody else in this world.
Where you calling from, sir?
I'm from Columbus, Georgia. I'm 18 years old.
Right.
And I'm in high school.
Okay. And how did you hear about Big Toes?
How did I hear about what now?
How'd you hear about our show?
Well, see, I got a show on Blog. Well, I'm an engineer on Blog Talk Radio for another show that I'm doing. So, I'm doing plenty of things. And see, I'm trying to be successful in life because if you want to be successful in anything you do, you have to get up before everybody and you got to go to sleep after everybody. The dream is free, but the hustle to do it is so definitely.
Sit there, gang.
You don't know how much we appreciate the love, though.
Hey, yo,
I'm trying to spit the game to other young men like myself to encourage them because if I don't do it, ain't nobody else going
to
do it.
For sure. Not to cut you
that's
off, Mr. Tyler, what were you
hold
saying?
Hold up. Hey, that's what's up. Hey, bro, you got a handle or some Twitter handle you want to throw out there? We definitely appreciate the love and, you know, say your input on this shit. You know?
You can look me up on Facebook as Matthew Sanchez. You'll see me over there.
Matthew Sanchez. be sure to, you know what I'm saying, follow our Truth Be Told page on Facebook, or, you know what I'm saying, follow us on Twitter at Truth Be Told underscore DHR. Hey, much love. We appreciate you.
We appreciate it.
We definitely appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Hey, that's
you. Keep spitting that game. Shit.
My brother said he's 18, right? He said 18?
You said what?
He said he's 18, right?
No, OG was on point. No disrespect. You know,
oh, yeah.
I just be on some funny shit, nigga. I'm
I mean, I set that off. I
could have
sworn I heard him say.
But you think you did say 18? I'm like, what?
I could have sworn he said
18. He just had an old song. But you know what I have
I see
a couple of people. If you're over like 30, I hate to see a grown ass man with cornrows. It becomes a point. When that shit is not fucking cute anymore, it's time to get corporate and grown and sexy.
That's right.
And they done been the same motherfucking length for the past 10 years. You done had them same length on your cornrows. Baby, that's not cute no more. You're in your 30s,
you
in your 40s. It's a wrap.
It ain't what you do, it's how you do it.
You
know what I'm saying? Everything ain't for everybody. And some people can still rock that shit. You know what I'm saying?
If you want the light skinned pretty niggas and you wearing a polo, yeah, you can get it off.
Why y'all gotta put us in the box?
Them niggas look good with them braids, baby, because they are pretty. Nobody wants to see some nappy ass cornrows.
It's time to switch from hood to corporate. You know what I'm saying? You already got a stigma over you, so don't take them cornrows into the office trying to get a nice ass job, and
you
almost 40 years old. It's time to transition.
Shout out to Kobe.
Locks off if you ain't a Rasta. The fuck wrong with you, nigga? If you don't smoke more than 20 blunts a day, you ain't a Rasta, bitch.
This how I see it, man. And basically what the fam is saying is, you know what I'm saying, and as we all know, when it's time to retire something, You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers can keep rocking this shit until the day the good Lord calls them home. You know, but some motherfuckers, man, it's just time to get rid of the shit. Yeah,
I'm
some motherfuckers. You know, shout out Kobe, you know what I'm saying? Been a hell of a career. Kobe just played his final game as a Laker and maybe a final game, period. I don't think he's, you know what I'm saying, going to sit on the bench and come off anybody's bench. So, big shout-out to Kobe. I don't know if if he should have took 50 shots. He got 60 points in his final game, but 50 shots, man, fuck that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, nobody was playing.
I think they won that. They pay homage to him. You know what I'm saying? As far as what was like, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and get you take the shot.
That man is a beast.
Yeah, but that's the reason why
he had a nice career. I'd have been out
there
like,
fuck
you.
But he's gonna go out with a bang.
Hey, yo, listen to this. It's like, you know what I'm saying, that's why the Lakers in the position that they're in today, because, you know what I'm saying, didn't nobody want to play with Kobe, because Kobe, in the sense, you know what I'm saying, he let a motherfucker know this is my team, you know, meaning he takes the bulk of the shots and whatnot, even when he's still taking those shots when another motherfucker might be hot, you know what I'm saying, but Kobe the man, he did his thing. I still don't think MJ would have took 50 shots just to get, you know what I'm saying, fuck it, I'm going to play how I play, we going to win this shit, man, I'm passing the torch. But big shout out to him, and shout out to the motherfucking Golden State Warriors for breaking the record, making history, raising the bar, 73 wins, you know what I'm saying, and 9 losses on the 2016 NBA season. Shout out to the defending world champs, you know what I'm saying, wish them the best in their quest for number 2, making that a repeat, you know what I'm saying. So, man, y'all know what it is. Man, like I said, man, hit one if y'all want to chime in. 646-595-4038. You know, we're going to keep this session hot and topics rolling. You know what I'm saying? Let's stay to the shit. You know what I'm saying? Time is moving. It feels good. It's funny how time flies when you're making love. Hey, baby, how you feeling? You know what I'm saying? You got a story. Let me go ahead and get this story off.
You feel like you sound like you ready to bust a nut today. Go ahead.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I done bust two. Hold up.
I'm in the street.
Okay. Hey, Empire's actors, Trey Byers and Grace Geely, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. also known as, you know what I'm saying, Andre Lyons and Boo Boo Kitty got married Thursday, you know what I'm saying, this past Thursday in the Cayman Islands. You know what I'm saying, they had a private ceremony as well as a reception with a few close family and friends, you know what I'm saying. They said they partied to hip-hop, disco, and reggae, dined on steak and lobster, you know what I'm saying. They did it big, but you know what? But what fucked me, you know, congratulations to them. You know, what fucked me up about the whole story is that no cast member from Empire attended the wedding. You know what I'm saying? That's like, you know, it's, you know what I'm saying, like magic and Arsenio Hall said things that make you say, You know what I'm saying? Why didn't anybody come to the one cast member there? That's crazy, though.
Right,
that should make you like,
I believe there was a conflict of interest. And I believe that he had asked for more money, if I'm not mistaken, and Empire didn't want to give it. So he very well may not be on the next season. So I think we'll keep our eyes and ears open for that just to see what happens. But I'm pretty sure I heard something about that. So I'm just thinking it's possibly a conflict of interest. They probably just like, you know what I'm saying?
My thing is you might not be making, I'm sure Taraji didn't making way more than anybody. But my thing is, you ain't doing shit. You doing what you love to do, which is reading the script, getting on there and acting like a bipolar ass dude and all that. You know what I'm saying? You doing your thing. But my thing is, you making all this money. You know what I'm saying? And what's the problem? You mad because what makes you feel like your worth is more? To me, you the weakest brother on the motherfucker because you got this bipolar shit going on. Then you got Jesse Smollett, who appeals to both sides. Then you got little Hakeem. You know what I'm saying? He the next little sex symbol wannabe-ass little dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but he looked like his breath stink. He looked like his breath stink. His lips just look like it hold a lot of breath.
Stop
it. He got a handsome, but that nigga looked like one of them funky breath niggas, boy.
He looked like you say, that nigga look like his breath.
Like, he wake
hot
up in the morning like, oh,
like,
Jesus.
Like,
and you just
like,
fall asleep.
Good morning,
you wake
baby
up and fall asleep.
Hey, when he kissing Naomi Campbell, it must not stink too damn bad.
Shit. I don't know, man. That's a lot of money, man. You can almost pretend like the stink ain't the stink for the right amount, you know? But
the fuck out of here.
So,
Say a nigga,
you know what I'm saying, got the best head job, you know what I'm saying, that head game is awesome. And, you know what I'm saying, but that nigga breath smell like all breath hot as a motherfucker. Could you deal with it?
Fuck no. I'll be plotting on that nigga for the insurance money. I'm just playing.
Yeah.
I'll be trying to marry that nigga.
Black Widow. I do like him as an actor on the show. I'm very much an Empire fan. Like, I'm wrong.
I like him too.
My thing is, don't let the ego of the situation, you thinking you're worth more, don't let that blackball your career. Because other places and other companies are going
to
be looking at you like, oh, he think he too good. It's all about the money. Well, that's about what we was going to pay him, so we might as well not even bother to contact him because we're not willing to give him no more. If he walking off the set, Empire is so big. It's so big.
And not only that, I'm sure he's getting a nice piece of shame.
Any point to walk away from that unless you get fired or killed off that show.
It's like that. You know, we don't know what type of deals that man and his agent done, you know, saying that's got in the works. So, you know, when you know your worth and you feel like you're there, you know what I'm saying, you go for the gusto while you hot. I much love to
that's
him.
Right.
Shout out to them for their wedding.
Shout out to everybody.
Let's keep this shit moving. Give us another story. You know what I'm saying? We're about 7 minutes away from this next break at the top of the hour.
I would like y'all to chime in on this one. The state of Georgia is going through a little crisis right now. They are hurting for teachers. I'm not even going to say qualified teachers, to the point where they're saying, you are able to be a teacher as long as you have a bachelor's degree. It doesn't have anything to do with education or anything like that. As long as you have a bachelor's degree, they're willing to take you on as a teacher you know, a certified teacher, as long as you have a bachelor's degree. You can have a bachelor's degree in pillows. And they saying, as long as you got a bachelor's degree, come on in, and we got you, you're a teacher. That's how bad they're hurting for teachers, and I think they are hurting themselves more than anything by doing this. What y'all think just by saying, if you got a bachelor's degree or whatever, it don't matter. It could be plumbing. You a teacher. You can come be a teacher in Georgia.
I'll let you go ahead. And you want to go ahead and kill that one right there, baby?
What?
Yeah, you know, the way, so, you know,
what
the
fuck do you want?
Ass.
No, the fuck you ain't, nigga. I got something I want to say. I'm going to philosophize. I ain't got no hot topics and shit. I can be, goddammit, this is my shit. Yeah, don't you skip
me. Pass up like the chick on one night stand and pass gas all night. Just pass her ass on by.
No,
you
can't do me like that because I'm a motherfucking celebrity.
What go ahead, man. That's what I want to see. What do y'all think about that though?
Go
me
ahead.
Myself.
Yeah, he just cut you
Georgia,
off and shit.
I think it's fucked up.
I'm sorry. I was gonna go.
Nigga just cut the whole subject off and was like, "Yeah, what's next, nigga?"
I mean, you know what?
Since that's how you feel, you don't fuck my subject. What's next?
No, that's what that nigga said. You hear me? That's how you feel, huh?
I want to get another story in. If you get the right person, you know what I'm saying, most people that are very successful in life are the people that get kind of like drawn, you know what I'm saying, they just some, you know what I'm saying, just the forces of nature, you know, the way of the world, you know, the way the shit works. They end up in a position that they're in. Like, most celebrities wasn't planning on being a celebrity. They was planning on being a doctor. But, you know what I'm saying, they fucked around and got a little job as an actor, rather. You know what I'm saying? Then they just blossoms into what they are. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, for somebody to have a master's in, you said a bachelor's, to get in as a teacher, it depends on if they really have that mentor spirit to teach that student, you know what I'm saying? And once you reach one, you know what I'm saying, you know you got it, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like it can work, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, you know what I'm saying? If they want to, you know what I'm saying, closed mouth don't get fed, you know what I'm saying? They put it out there, you know what I'm saying? And somebody that goes into that field that wasn't planning on ever being a teacher in their life, they might become the best damn teacher that's recognized with a medal from the president one day. So, I mean, it happens. Shit happens like that. You know, since you'll be told. That's how I feel about it.
I think I agree with you on that, Mr. Timer. You know, it's just one of those things. Like, I don't know that it matters too much. You know what I'm saying? If you have a bachelor's degree, I mean, you obviously got through the core subjects. You're not, you know what I'm saying, you obviously know your math, science, your English and shit, you know what I'm saying, and when you become a teacher, they give you this criteria, they give you this stuff to follow, and so all you do is you study it and you teach it, or you basically brushing up on it, you know what I'm saying, because you already know the shit. So, I mean, I don't really think it's that big of a deal to me, you know what I mean? You know, right now, I say any motherfucker that's willing to teach these motherfuckers, hey, let's get it, shit.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's just a little, you know what I'm saying, a little love. You know what I'm saying? If you water a plant with love, that she, you know what I'm saying, it will blossom. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Look at the people who talk to their plants, to the people versus the people who don't. You know what I'm saying? You'll see a difference in it. You know, so it can happen. You know what I'm saying? I applaud them for, you know what I'm saying, taking that step to say, look, we so fucking desperate right now. I don't give a fuck it. As long as you got a bachelor's.
Maybe it's not enough people stepping up saying, hey, I want to be a teacher right now. You know what I'm saying? They already don't pay them shit. So anybody, you know what I'm saying, that's willing to come and educate, as long as you have a bachelor's shit, maybe we should lower the standard for what, you know what I'm saying, what we require for someone to be a teacher, because obviously nobody wants to teach. If that's the case, they need teachers. So that's
we about to go. We about to get into this break, you know what I'm saying? We about a minute and a half out, man. You know, that's deep right there. That's something to think about, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, you know, for those, you know, the jobs out there that, you know what I'm saying, some, for instance, I referring back to the Mexicans, but the jobs that most of us feel like we too good to do, you know what I'm saying, the Mexicans do. It's the same, you know what I'm saying, at this point where I feel like we're being weak to the fact that You know what I'm saying? We're the adults, so we're to teach these kids as far as and not to argue with these kids, and people are just weak enough where they feel like they can't deal with them. When, you know what I'm saying? We all know it takes a village to raise a baby, you know, and I think I look at points where I run across these youngsters out here, and to me, from what I interpret, is all they want is love. You know what I'm saying? Acknowledge me. Talk to me. You know what I'm saying? Don't treat me like I'm a threat. Don't treat me like I'm a menace to society. You know what I'm saying? Acknowledge me like I'm a person. And because most of us don't acknowledge them like they're, you know what I'm saying, they're people, a person, you know what I'm saying, a human being, then they show that rage, that attitude, that love, you know what I'm saying, fuck you mode, you know what I'm saying, you don't give a fuck about me. And then that's when we have all this shit that's going on today. That's how I see it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. That was a good way to sum it up. I don't think I got shit else to say on that.
Hey, man, we're about to break anyway. It's about the top of the hour, man. You know what I'm saying? We feeling good. You know what I'm saying? We approaching that. It's 4:20 somewhere again. We about 21 minutes out from that shit. So, Blaze, you know what I'm saying? Roll that shit up right now. Shit, move ahead of time. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to hit us up at 646-595-4038. Press 1 if you want to chime in. We're going to go to break. You know what I'm saying? Right here at the top of the hour, right on Dollhouse Radio. Boss Lady, say to you in there. Salute. Let's go, Miss Royalty. Can we get some proper?
Man, I can understand how it might be kind of hard to love a girl like me. I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. I just wanted you to know.
So it's only let the beat rock. Outside niggas that know me best, I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. Why? I made that bitch famous.
Goddamn!
I made that bitch famous. For all the girls that got dick from Kanye West, if you see him in the streets, give him Kanye's best. Why? They mad they ain't famous.
Goddamn!
They mad they still nameless.
Talk that talk, man.
A man in the store trying to try his best, but he just can't seem to get Kanye fresh. But we still hood famous.
Goddamn.
Yeah, we still hood famous.
I just wanted you to know I've loved you better than your own candy. From the very start, I don't blame you much for wanting to be free.
Wake up, Mr. West.
I just wanted you to know.
I be Puerto Rican Day Parade floating. That Benz Marina Del Rey coasting. She be Puerto Rican Day Parade waving. Last month I helped her with the car payment. Young and we alive. We never gonna die. I just copped a jet to fly out of a personal debt. Put one up in the sky. The sun is in my eyes. Woke up and felt the vibe. No matter how hard they try, we never gonna die.
I just wanted you to know.
Dollhouse Radio, home of the indie artists. Hit us up at 646-595-4038. We're about 24 minutes away from the end of this broadcast. You know what it is, man. It's funny how time flies when you're making a little person want to chime in. Hey, yo, man, I tell you, when and this time is flying for real, y'all. It was another story. You know, me, Esmond Sestier, she was showing me this clip of a stripper that had a shit stain. You know what I'm saying? And then it's funny, I ran across a story today of this girl, you know what I'm saying, this girl up in Brooklyn. She's leaving the Brooklyn Projects, and a guy took a picture of her because she had soiled her pants, her shit, where it seeped through, and it was visible that she shitted on herself. You know, so, I mean, the question was he wrong by exposing her to the worldwide web but with that pic of her, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, Miss Estia made a, what did you say, Miss Estia, about, you know what I'm saying, that where that stripper was concerned, you know what I'm saying, something about a rim shot, you know?
I don't necessarily think he was. I mean, I guess so. You know what I'm saying? Because
no,
I know when I've been to the clubs before, you know what I'm saying? Hey, they have it. You know what I'm saying? You're not allowed to, like, take pictures and stuff like that because they know what people be on. Because I done tried it. They was on my head, like, put your motherfucking phone away or get the fuck out the club. I'm like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying?
What I was leading to, Ms. STL, you were saying that, you know what I'm saying, having guys, you know what I'm saying, up in that area and shit, you know what I'm saying, led them to the point where they didn't know that they was letting that shit loose, where, you know what I'm saying, letting shit loose, literally.
You got a lot of runners. You got a lot of motherfuckers that's going to the back, and they getting $300 because they've been in there with a motherfucker for 45 minutes to an hour doing whatever they do,
I was saying within these bitches, you know what I'm saying, you know, and forgive me how I put that, you know what I'm saying, getting fucked in the ass, and you were saying that they were loose and
that's what I'm saying. They taking these
guys to the back.
You said $300
for 45 minutes. I thought you were talking about, like, at a strip club. You get $300, you got 45 minutes
within
in the motherfucking champagne room.
I used to date somebody that was a stripper, and they was like, this dude paid $200 for some piss. Just some piss. Really?
Man,
I mean, it goes down. And anything, if everything, when you're trying to do what you want to do, flat out, truth be told.
No,
that's crazy.
Yeah. That's motherfucking Mike. That shit is nasty. I don't want to talk about none of these pissy, shitty motherfuckers. The bitches getting dicked in their ass and all this old bullshit. Because if you a stripper, I mean, that just takes stripper back to having a bad name. You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, strippers was cool with me. I like strippers. You know what I'm saying? Now you're making me not like these hoes. Because it's like, damn, you know what I'm saying?
But this is what I'm saying, though, bro.
You know what I'm saying? If you're going to be a stripper, you take your clothes off and you dance. You know what I'm saying? Why are you in the back fucking letting somebody fuck you in your ass for whatever amount? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's too much. Like, you doing too much, bitch.
And it's not even saying. I mean, I'm sure that goes on in that back room, but I'm not saying. I mean, who's to say that that's what's going on? I mean, it could be some personal shit. You know, it could be her man when she get home. You know what I'm saying? You travel that dirt road. You know what I'm saying? So it's not necessarily saying that.
This nigga said all shitty words.
Hey, I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Maybe it's not saying that she's actually lowering her standards to actually letting the motherfucker penetrate her for some money. I mean, most strippers that I know, you know, I'm sure they get some head, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think they're giving up the ass like that. But hell, Ms. T already said it, you know what I'm saying? One of the famous saying, everybody got their price. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody does have their price.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker pay like he weight, you in. Like Flint, right? So,
that's right.
I mean, I just feel like I don't know if I would have put anybody out there as far as, you know, old boy in Brooklyn with that pick, man. I don't think I would have actually put her out there like that. You know what I'm saying?
That's all because they don't have any respect for the profession. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
at one point, they used to be exotic dancers. Now they're,
you know, strippers or pole dancers, whatever name you want to give them today.
Hey.
But people have lost respect for that situation a long, long time ago.
I mean, there's never been respect when you take your clothes off for anybody other than your husband if you really want to talk about the truth be told. So I'm just saying that's the truth. Now, a bitch could be out there stripping. I'm not saying I knock the hustle, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. But if you want to be truthful, let's go to straight values and morals. Okay, get what you should expect that, basically, is what I'm saying. Look at the game you're in. So I'm just saying, if you out there shaking your ass, then, you know, take what come with it. That's just like a nigga out here selling dope. Shit, I got to, you know what I'm saying, motherfucker got to deal with that, whatever come with it. You know,
That's real. Hey, man, fuck. That's some crazy shit, man. I just feel like fuck that. I don't never want to be put in, you know what I'm saying? Them days of shitting in my pants has been long gone, and I fear, you know, we all go back to diapers, they say, one day, you know what I'm saying? But it's too early to be going back to diapers, you know what I'm saying?
Your booty too loose, ho. Your booty too loose.
It could
That's
be.
The bottom line, you know.
Hey, man, truth be told, moment, y'all, man, when I was trying to stop my soda kick, because I, you know, say I love my sodas, you know what I'm saying? I tried to stop my soda kick, and to substitute my soda, I ended up drinking teas all day, every day, because I'm a vending machine king, you know what I'm saying? So, man, I was drinking them teas back to back to back to back, and, man, that shit fucked me over where I felt like, you know what I'm saying, I was about to soil my motherfucking drawers, where that shit was fucking with me, especially off some good-ass highs and shit. Man, motherfucking mind get to playing tricks on a nigga and shit, man. I had to leave that tea alone, truth be told, man, that shit, man, don't ever smoke weed and drink a gang of fucking tea. That shit'll have you fucked. You hear me? Have motherfuckers stop here. You know what I'm saying? Stop here. Hey, I think I got to go. Stop here. And then got to go. Man, truth be told, mama, fuck all that. Don't judge me. I'm just telling y'all what it is.
Anybody's
judging
you, nigga.
All right. You know, so
we don't
I have my truth be told moment. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Don't judge me. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you. I love you. Fuck you. Don't judge me. Right. Hey. Fuck you. I love you. Fuck you. Don't judge me. All right. So, hey, man, let's keep this shit going, man. You know what I'm saying? I got another story. Let's, Miss Estia, you want to go into one of your stories before we get to this 20 somewhere else?
Go ahead.
Baby.
I ain't fucking with y'all.
What, baby? You got you turned
on. Quit. I quit, nigga.
No,
this is
wait.
It,
I know you was in the traffic.
I
know you
quit.
Was in traffic.
Yeah, you better get on, nigga. This nigga better get on your knees, nigga. Get on your knees.
Hey, no, come on.
All right.
I'm here. I'm here. All right.
Thank you. Because I love you. Act like you love me.
Look
nigga,
more.
You
look
you
more.
Hey, I'm here by choice, nigga.
You see?
Hey. You know what I'm saying? Wiping my sweat.
Don't pimp smack me while you at it. Fuck it.
All right, man.
Smack
look,
me while
man,
you
look,
at
look,
it.
Good. I want to talk about some shit, man. God damn, I want to talk about some shit.
Go ahead.
And what I wanted to talk about was friendship. And what costs? You know, what does your friendship, what is it going to cost me, basically, is what I want to talk about. So, this week I want to touch on. Yeah, nigga. Hold on. I'm going to get to some deep shit, nigga. You niggas just comment when I'm done. All right. Say hey. Bye. Whatever.
You good. All right.
So, this week I want to touch on friendships. Like, and I had recently posted a status to social media addressing friendships and the reasons that people come into our lives. And, I mean, there are all sorts of reasons one may want to befriend you. And everyone knows that a good friend is hard to come by. It takes time to truly know who your friends are. Now, the process of trying to figure out one's ulterior motives or genuineness to be a good friend can be emotionally draining. So how do we protect ourselves without neglecting ourselves, right? How do we ultimately know who is safe to meet? I mean, knowing someone and befriending someone are two different things, because getting to know someone can be done from a distance, but a friend lies close, and so does a snake when he sizes you up to make his move on you. So there's no way for me to tell you exactly how to know a snake when you see one, but there is a way to gain a better understanding of people, to watch and observe and just listen to people talk. And sometimes we have to be quiet to truly hear what a person is saying, because a lot of times they reveal their own motives. But we can, too, be naive, you know, to see it at times. So the bottom line is to gird up, protect yourself, be cordial, but don't be so friendly, because you never know just why a person really showed up. And all visitation is not good.
So know who's knocking on your door and understand that it could be a blessing or a curse, and that all people in your life are not standing in your corner, and that the very person you let into your life could be the death of you someday. Isn't that something? When you think about it, like, damn, this motherfucker, Johnny met Susan in 92, right? But he never realized when he met this broad that she was going to be the nigga, the one to kill him. You know what I'm saying? So it's like visitation. You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, we be thinking, you know, everybody's okay. Like, it's not okay to know everybody. Like, basically, what is what I'm saying. It's motherfuckers just be too overly friendly, and that's what's getting motherfuckers killed out here, you know? I think it's a problem. I don't know. What do y'all think?
I agree. You know, it can be. You know, everything is a 50-50, a pro and a con. You know, so, I mean, kindness is always taken for weakness. And, you know, and like you say, you never know a person's motives when they come into your life or why they're coming around. You know, so I see that completely. You broke that down to a point where, you know, shut my mouth wide open. What can I say, you know, to even add to, you know, saying what you just put out there on the table, this round table there. So I'm with you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, everything's a 50-50. It's a pro or a con. There's a 50-50. That's what balances everything out. You know what I'm saying? You can play the shit good or you can fuck up bad. One of the two,
right.
Truth be told. Miss Estia, how you feel about that shit, Ma?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? You just got to decide. I mean, myself, I know I'll flip if I want to take time to let you in my bubble or not. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I mean, you've got to take time to size the person up. If you feel like they're worthy, get to know them. If not, fuck it. Keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're going to meet a lot of motherfuckers, and you're going to lose a lot of motherfuckers. So, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you know what you're dealing with before you get into it. You know what I'm saying? And see if that's something you want to deal with, be bothered with. If not, dismiss their ass and keep it moving. Fuck it. Ain't nobody got your best interest in mind but you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's, what's next?
Yeah. And, you know what I'm saying, when it comes down, if it's not a win-lose situation, then it's really, like, no point to even to put yourself in that position because, I mean,
right.
A win-win is a beautiful thing, but that's, you know what I'm saying, that's on that fairy tale. There's a cost behind that. You know what I'm saying? A lose-lose is, you know what I'm saying, a motherfucker just attached for whatever reason, you know what I'm saying? So if it's not a win-lose, it don't balance itself out. And the lose part of it all is all about the choices that we make within all this shit. So,
sure.
I mean,
but it ain't nothing to lose. What is it to lose a motherfucker? Like when you ain't gaining a motherfucker. So this is what I'm saying. Stop
you
taking
gain.
Motherfuckers on. Basically, is what I'm saying. You can know a person.
Friendship is something to be lost. You know what I'm saying? My thing is whether it be a friendship or actual physical relationship. Like I swear by this, never invest any more than you're willing to lose in the end because nothing is guaranteed. So
true.
I'm not going to give
true.
You any more than in the end I can't afford to fucking lose when you decide
right.
to walk the fuck away or when I decide to walk away or when we decide to terminate whatever the fuck we had. You
no,
know what
you
I'm
get
saying?
To that
no,
point that you're describing.
Nobody owes anything. Walk the fuck away. It's been good. It's been real. It's been real good.
But that point that you're describing is taking on something. So you've made a conscious decision to care about someone to the point where you're willing to sacrifice whatever it is you put on the table. You said that I can afford to lose, is what you're saying.
Right.
You
know, and so
even time.
I mean everything.
Time is
everything
part of a friendship. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that is something that you can't lose.
What I'm getting at, I think the overall, and you're right about that, that's one thing you can never get back is time. So the overall thing that I think that I'm trying to convey is, do we have time? Do we have the fucking time to keep getting to know everybody? Like, can you just know a motherfucker without being all up on a motherfucker, basically? You see what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got to be...
Micromanage?
Right.
I know what you're saying.
Right.
I'm going,
yeah.
I know what you're going with. I mean, you can, you know what I'm saying? Depends on, you know what I'm saying? It depends on the other party, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and when you put that, it all comes down.
It's you. All you're living for is you, bro.
It comes down to trust, you know what I'm saying?
Fuck trust. You ain't got no trust. Trust is built.
I mean,
you
got to put enough trust and put somebody to violate your personal space, you know what I'm saying?
I don't agree with that.
What?
See, I don't believe, I don't believe that trust is given off top. Like most people think, oh, you got my trust until you break it. I don't believe that. I think you got to earn my trust from the beginning. Like,
that's
I don't trust you from the beginning.
What you just said. You have to trust the
person to
let them in your bubble.
That's when you size to somebody up, right? That's where
right.
when you're sizing them up, you're like, okay, I feel like I can fuck with you. Let me just put this much trust in you and see how far. I'm going to give you this inch. Are you going to take a mile or you going to stick with the inch that I give you?
Exactly.
You hear what I'm saying?
Okay. For sure.
Right.
We're in agreement.
No,
yeah,
we are. I think we are. I think we all
level. We definitely are. It's just, you know, motherfucker won't elaborate, goddammit. We touch it, and that's how we build, goddammit. That's how it works.
Man, blaze that shit up. It's about 420 somewhere. Blaze that shit up. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I want to keep this shit going. Shit, hold up for a minute. Shit, you know, I mean, it's a dangerous thing to trust motherfuckers because, you know what I'm saying, like we always say, you know what I'm saying, we never know the other person's motives behind it, you know. But then you can also deal with the person who is insecure within themselves from being scarred from past relationships, you know what I'm saying. It doesn't mean, you know what I'm saying, sexual relationship, just a past relationship, you know what I'm saying.
Like any relationship, right.
Right. So So, I mean, and then it comes back to the worth of, do you feel like that person is worth it? You know what I'm saying? Is it worth to put up with your shit? You know what I'm saying? Or should I, can I just move on without it? I can deal without this bullshit. Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
it's like you earned it with me, man. It's just like you earned it. You just got to earn it. Fuck it. This is how I am. I don't care.
But we got to let our guards down in order to get ahead in life. You know what I'm saying? You gotta let your guards down.
Guards are down. Yeah, they down. But I'm not gonna let you fuck me. You ain't gonna hurt me. Like, I'm too intelligent for that. Like, I'm 10 steps ahead of motherfuckers. So, like, I see shit before. I foresee it before it come, or I feel it. You know what I'm saying?
We're supposed to.
In tune, right? So being in tune means you just gotta block shit, man. That's what I mean by guarding up.
I feel like we all should take time to be able to hear ourselves think. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's strategizing it to sum a nut up in a nutshell, you know. So I feel like I try to at least have some type moment within my day where I can hear myself think. You know, I don't play too much into it because, you know what I'm saying, the mind will play tricks on you like being in the dark. You know what I'm saying? So,
that's
mean, hey, that's just where it is. I mean, but that's deep. I mean, you want to motherfucking this shit deep, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I hope y'all blazing right now, you know what I'm saying? Smoke this shit. We family shit. It's that time. Blaze that shit up. You know what I'm saying? We gonna skip past that music on that 420 somewhere, which is Mountain Standard Time, because this shit deep. Should we just go ahead and we shouldn't go ahead and get into no break right now? How y'all feeling, man? I know I can keep going. It's some more shit.
Keep it going.
Oh, I got one story, man. Y'all need to go to Media Takeout and check out in the projects in I think it's Nashville, Tennessee, where there's a cop. He was attacking a black dude, you know what I'm saying? He's on top of the black dude, beating the black dude, you know, he had the momentum over the black dude. And you know what I'm saying, they were surrounded by, you know, he was in the projects. So he's surrounded by, you know what I'm saying, people of color. They all around him and whatnot, and they end up, you know what I'm saying, rolling the cop over and put the, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, brother can be on top of the cop that had a momentum. You know what I'm saying? But the cop, they flipped that shit back, and somebody kicked the cop, and they hit him or some shit, you know what I'm saying? And the cop took off running. From my view, you know what I'm saying? Hey, definitely fuck with us next week. Call in and let me know what y'all think about this shit. I'm either take on with that, what I'm talking about right now. But the cop was chasing a dude that looked like kicked him in his face or in his head, you know what I'm saying? But it was some funny shit because, man, if you look at, you know what I'm saying, black folks are tired, and they starting to fight back, and shit, oh boy, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it's good if they let the cop out alive. I think if the situation was different, if it was a black cop in a white neighborhood, they may not let his ass out. He would have got shot in the back, running away. Truth be told,
right.
I think so. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you. You know, hey, you attack one of us, we killing your ass. Your black ass ain't leaving a tail about this shit. So
yeah,
check
yeah.
that video out. That was a crazy-ass video.
I think I've seen that.
Hey, check that shit out. That shit is motherfucking crazy, man, because it's funny that my dude, D. Seals, from, you know what I'm saying, from Born, I can't even think of my group or name, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get D. Seals on, you know what I'm saying? Born Targets, you know what I'm saying? DLA, You know what I'm saying? Dead on Rap, DOA, a rap group that did the tribute to Mike Brown. And they had, you know what I'm saying, Outlaw. Y'all know what the Outlaw, you know what I'm saying? One of the Outlaws, Tupac people, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know what the Outlaw is, Salute, Outlaw for Life. Y'all know what it is. But, yeah, he had put, like, he ain't promoting shit else because, you know what I'm saying, our black folks, you know what I'm saying, we, it's like we play victim in a sense. But, you know what I'm saying, we trying to find that justice with peace, you know. And the peace ain't getting us nowhere because at the end of the day, they go back to all y'all thugs and criminals any motherfucker way. So I don't believe shit you're saying, you know.
Yeah,
so hopefully they don't get to the point where we on some by all means necessary, you know what I'm saying? And trust me, we always on that shit.
It is going to get to that point, you know. I'm not pushing it faster, but that's where we at it, shit. That's what it is. It's going to be what it's going to be, bro. So it's going to be a motherfucking war out here, nigga. It's already going down right in front of our eyes,
give me liberty,
bro.
Or give me death. Yeah, I know what it is.
Give me death.
That's where it's quoted. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We about to get the fuck up out of here. Check out that video. Great show. It's STL, AC Baby. I got any final shots out before we, you know what I'm saying, about to roll up out this bitch, you know what I'm saying, within the next 180 seconds.
Shout out to the Most High. Let this thing go down on this Sabbath day. Shout out to the crab legs I'm about to bash. Shout out to the middle name, which is Golden. Please don't forget the Golden between the baby and AC. And shout out to the fam. Shit, you already know what it is.
Shout out to
the Golden baby. Shout out.
Tune in. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Time is valuable. We appreciate it. Shout out.
No doubt about it. Shout out to the whole Die House Radio familia. You know what it is.
Shout out to the 40-year-old.
Oh, baby. I was telling you, he said 18. Even Royalty was like, she heard 18 too. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, dude said he was 18. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'll bet you on that. What you want to bet? $50?
Hey, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I don't get money.
If y'all
want
to dispute that, anybody that want to dispute that, make sure y'all go back and check it out.
I don't
bet
money.
Team.
I had a bad experience as a teen. I don't do money.
Go check it out on demand.
I had a close homie of mine died behind a dice game, so shit, I don't really bet money. I'm tempted, baby, because I know I heard him say 18.
You're tempted because you're wrong, though. I'm telling you, you're wrong.
Here we go.
That,
see, look, it's, you know, that. Damn if I don't, damn if I do. Wise man, you know what I'm saying, told me many years ago, when you wanna make your relationship last longer, just say to your lady, yes, dear. You hear me? Shout out to the boss lady, shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying, everybody that tuned in, you know what I'm saying, everybody that's tuning in on demand, you know what I'm saying, shout out to you as well, you know, all the St. Louis 314 stand up, beautiful
shout
day in the gateway city
to
the west. Shout out to Royalty, you know what I'm saying? Check out Beauty and Beast is coming back very soon, Sundays, you know, if I'm not mistaken, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you know. So shout out to everybody that's doing something positive, to all you knuckleheads, you know what I'm saying? Get your mind right, you know what I'm saying? Shit. We are our own brand. We'll see y'all next week. Miss Estia, you lead host, ain't you, babe? Ain't you lead host, or is it? Okay.
No, it's AC.
Baby.
Yes,
AC,
baby. It's going
baby.
Down. You already know.
Lead host
and
next
hell
week.
Yeah, what
I'm going to do. Be sure y'all tune in. You know what I'm saying? Each week we get better. That's what we're supposed to do every day, right? Let's get some music. Let's get the fuck out of here. Die House Radio is number one. Die House Radio, home of the Indians. Sessie Boss Lady. Salute. We got it.
What happened at the New Orleans?
Worldwide.
Bitch, I'm back. I'm popular the man.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country out me. I got hot sauce in my bag, swag.
Ooh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah,
Oh, yes, I like that.
I did not come to play with you, hoes. I came to slay, bitch. I like cornbread and collard greens, bitch. Oh, yes, you got to believe it.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5. Sauce in my bag. I see it, I want it. Gracious, best revenge is your paper.
Girl, I hear some thunder.